Go, go, Godzilla Rangers! All this and more on this episode of...
Godzilla, Destroy All Podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. I want you to extend your hand to your neighbor and give them a hearty handshake and say, hello, my name is Travis Barker. I am the drummer for Blink-182. It's nice to meet you.
No.
Hey, everyone. This is Godzilla Destroy All Podcasts, the podcast where two Godzilla enthusiasts talk about the facts and stats and hopes and dreams and aspirations of all your favorite kaiju. I almost said all your favorite Kiryus. There's only one Kiryu.
Technically, two, if you count the modified one as a different one.
I hate you.
Why?
All right. I am your wonderful, loving, benevolent, all omnipotent, all knowing host with the most, Logan Vost. I'm joined today by my guest host.
Co-host. I caught it this time, you mother.
I don't know what you are.
Also, your title just get more and more glamorous every fucking time.
I think saying I'm omnipotent is about as high as I can fucking go, Charles.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything higher than that.
You have no adjectives.
You take all the good ones, damn it.
There's literally an entire encyclopedia.
Oh, glorious. I'm taking glorious.
You say glorious every goddamn time.
Because I am always glorious.
All right, there's literally books called dictionaries that have all these words in the entire
language.
Don't
read.
And I say five words, and you're like, I took all of them. That's you? You
think my vocabulary is short.
That's an incredibly small vocabulary.
By choice.
Jesus fuck. What's your name?
My name is Charles Witherspoon.
Oh, so good. So good of you, Chuck. Chucky, Chucky, quack, quack. And we have another guest today. We have a fellow Dirty Water Boy, a Dirty Water Min by now. I'm joined today by Alec from Lost Legends Tales of Thern.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Better.
Better? Why are you better now?
Because I'm finally on your podcast.
Yeah. Also, you are recording with the same mic you recorded season one of Lost Legends with.
That I am.
Nostalgia.
Hello. This is the first time we've recorded in person a podcast.
In years.
Since COVID.
Yeah, in years. It's been years. Nice.
It's been like
I get
so
to stare in his eyes, yeah. Not through a screen.
Not through a screen. Here you are.
And person. Chuck's here.
And Chuck's here. Whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't join the other podcast because
we should guest him in at least D&D. Once, though, for sure.
But then he's going to get the idea that I like him.
That's true.
And I don't want that.
Nobody likes Chuck.
Yeah.
We love him.
We're okay.
Yeah, guys, all my friends do this to
he's
me.
He's a fella.
It's not just a Logan thing anymore.
He's a person.
So we had Joey on. We're doing two bonus episodes this month because Lost Legends Season 4, Campaign 2 is coming out. It'll probably be out by the time this comes out. What? Say it into the mic. Let me hear it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Season 4, Campaign 2.
He asked if swearing was okay off mic. I'm like, yes, of course.
Swear. Well, I wasn't sure. We swear in the other one, but this is different.
We have apologized profusely
about
to our younger 30% audience.
30% of our listeners on the show are like under 20.
I'm so fucking sorry for swearing.
But the kids are like, we like the swears. It's like, all right, dude.
It's like South Park.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
That makes me Cartman. I don't like that.
No, you can be Kyle.
No, I don't want to be Kyle. Kyle's a nerd.
Chuck's Butters.
Chuck is Butters. Oh my God.
Chuck has hardcore Butters energy.
Oh, golly gee, it's me, Charles.
Okay,
it's me, Detective Charles.
Oh, I don't want to.
My D&D character sounds like that.
Oh, Chuck. What does that make you? Are you Stan? You're definitely Stan.
Yeah, I'm Stan.
You're the cynical asshole.
I'm a real plain kid, and then I get a little bit more characterization like 20 years into the show.
Yeah.
Who's Craig?
Otherwise, it's just based on a relationship.
Maybe I'm Craig Entwick.
I could definitely see you being Craig, especially when you're in like a grumpy mood.
Yeah.
The real question is who's Joey? Mm-hmm.
Joey's Kenny.
Yeah, he is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does talk, nobody listens or can understand him anyway.
He dies all the time.
Yeah, perfect.
So, yeah, Lost Legends Season 4 will be out very soon. It's probably already out by the time this comes out. To celebrate, we had Joey on. Now we're having Alec on.
That's me.
Chuck couldn't make it to the Joey episode, so I've officially one extra episode I've appeared on in this show that we supposed to co-host together.
That makes you the main character.
I am the main character.
It's not Godzilla or any kaiju. It's
well,
Logan.
When you label me as the co-host, doesn't that make him the main host by default?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, co just means along with. Technically, you are co-hosts. You both host.
Yeah, I guess if you look at it that
I'm way. A co-host. I'm a guest co-host on this episode. Like,
no, you're a guest host.
No, I'm a guest host. Yeah, you're I'm a not. Guest a, yeah, I'm not a guest. I don't get the co.
You don't get the co-host.
I'm my own category of host.
I barely get to use my title. You're not taking it.
All right, so we have you on today. We're going to talk about the Dragonzord.
I know that.
From what property?
That one show. The Power Rangers. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes.
Specifically.
So yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, I believe Saban put that one out.
Yes.
Tell me Saban. Everything you know about Saban, Charles.
They did Mighty Morphin
Power Rangers. It's a single person.
Well, it's a company named after a single person company, who ran the company.
I don't know anything about the person.
He's shady as fuck. I watched a documentary. That dude was shady as fuck.
He was shady as fuck, especially in the first few seasons of Power Rangers, which is why they did like a whole half the characters left.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin anybody's childhood.
But what do you know about Saban, Charles?
The person? Nothing.
The company.
Into him.
The company? The whole, the entity, the Hollywood property
known as
Saban.
I know they did like the first what, five or six different Power Rangers shows? Like Turbo, Space.
And then it got sold to Disney.
And Lost Galaxy.
Basically,
and,
yeah. Lost Galaxy.
Speed Rescue.
I actually feel like Saban had the better story shows.
And Time Force. And then
unfortunately,
the
guy that owned it wasn't a good person. So.
Yeah, Alec is a huge fucking Power Rangers
I'm a
fan.
Huge Power Rangers fan.
So it's fitting because we had Joe on for Transformers. Now we're going to talk about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So two properties I don't know a ton about. I did watch Mighty Morphin as a kid.
Saban also did Digimon. Just...
Oh,
so
that's
you know.
True. They
and
did
then,
Digimon.
And then they did a Masked Rider show, which was a spinoff. And then he also had VR Troopers.
Oh, God.
Charles, did you know Digimon or Digital Monsters? Digimon are the champion.
And Beetleborgs.
Do you even know how many different shows of Digimon there are?
No, but... So there's an ongoing joke with my girlfriend and I that sometimes we'll just, like, message each other lyrics to the Digimon theme song.
Sounds
and
great.
It's, like, the best thing in the world. Digimon are the champion. So, yeah. I don't really like Digimon, but I love the theme song.
Digimon's really good. The show of Digimon. I mean, the games and stuff are good, too. There's a lot of it. But the show, the first, like, four seasons of the show, solid.
Yeah. I know the movie introduced ska to a lot of people. So
yeah.
I got to give it up for that.
Ska music. Filled with it.
Which movie? The first one? The very first one?
I guess, technically, it's like two movies put into one.
Yeah, in Japan, it was the first two movies. In America, it was released as one, like, double-sided feature film.
Now who knows more about Digimon, huh, Charles?
I never claimed to know more.
Sit your ass down.
He is sitting.
Stand your ass up, Charles.
So you can sit down.
I will only rise in defiance of you.
Charles, I hate you. I'm going to kill your character today. We're playing D&D right after we get done recording.
Yeah.
I'm killing Chuck's character.
Yeah, he's probably going to die. I didn't bother re-gluing his hand because I think he's going to die anyway.
I tell you what, Chuck, if he doesn't die, I'll kill him for you.
That's what you think. I'll bring you down with me.
All right, so let's talk about the Dragonzord. Explain to me what the Dragonzord looks like as if someone has never seen the Dragonzord.
Well, you're listening to this T-Rex podcast, so I assume you know what Godzilla looks like. If you take the original Godzilla and Mechagodzilla, the ones that I know of, and you put them together, and you put some like... missiles in the hands and like some red symbols on the front.
Joke's on you. The first Mechagodzilla had missile fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get fucked, nerd.
Yeah. Fucking asshole. How do you not do your research?
And he had tow missiles too.
Yeah. So basically it's like a different, more colorized version of Mechagodzilla.
I'm trying
a little thicker. But it's basically based off of Godzilla.
He's got a full tail too,
like,
right?
Yeah, he's got a full tail that also has like a drill on the tip of it. But like, and then you put like a golden fin thing on top of its head, but it rises out the water just like Godzilla.
Think like a gold mohawk on the back of
its head. It is 100% a ripoff, based on Godzilla.
It's inspired by.
Inspired by Godzilla.
Yeah, if you look at it, you
5,000%.
Yeah, I'm not, I know what it looks like. You're trying to explain it to me, like, I don't know what it looks like, Charles. I just wanted you to, for the listeners.
Why they made it a
dragon?
I don't
like you condescending to me.
Who knows? Does that make Godzilla a dragon? Maybe.
No. Godzilla's
sure?
not a dragon. 100% sure.
Okay.
I can go into it, but I'm not going to. This Godzilla podcast.
Where we're talking about the Dragonzord and it's...
All right. So I looked up just super quick stats for this Dragonborn Z guy. 62 meters in length, 38 meters in height, and he's about 170 tons.
He's got a movement speed of 140 kilometers per hour.
He's a short king.
Just short king. He's a little dude. He could probably beat up most of the Gundams, though.
Oh, the Dragonzord could beat up almost every, like, big
Gundam. Well, he's almost triple the height of a lot of the Gundams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gundams aren't as tall as I thought they were when compared to other things.
No, Gundams are short.
Now, if Gundams could join together into one Mega Gundam, Like
yeah, Voltron? Like maybe like a Voltron situation?
Or like a Megazord
situation. Oh yeah, they do that too, don't they? Oh my god.
Let's make a Megazord Gundam.
The whole point of the Dragonzord is that it by itself can like take on the Megazord of the core five Rangers of the first season. So it's like, it's made to fight like,
yeah, it's like first couple of character. Yeah. First couple of appearances, they had to basically five.
I don't know if you know, it's about this 20-year-old property, 30-year-old property. 30-year-old property.
We're old.
The Green Ranger starts out evil.
He's a bad dude.
So the first few appearances of the Dragonzord, it's fighting the good guys.
So what are some of Dragonzord's like powers and abilities, weapons?
So we've already kind of touched on the missile fingers. And then its tail has a drill on it. And that's, for the most part, that's it for the Dragonzord.
No beams?
I think it has
either has an eye beam or a chest beam. Something like that.
He's got a spear, right?
When he enters battle mode, he forms together with the Triceratops, the Mastodon, and the Sabertooth Tiger to enter its battle mode. Its tail comes off and goes with like the face of the Mastodon, I think, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's some 30-year-old show and I haven't watched the original.
The height on that one is
43
meters.
But it gets
meters.
A spear that has like the drill tip on the tip of
it. Tail.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's battle mode, and then there's also he can form with all the other four.
Yes, all five of them joined together.
That one is called the Mega Dragonzord.
Yeah. Okay. And then there is another big ass carrier zord called Titanus, which is like a big old long neck dinosaur that it rides on and forms together to form the Ultra Zord. Or the Ultra Dragon Zord.
I'm just looking on the wiki right now. Something called Dragon Turtle Zord?
That is from the comics.
Okay.
That is...
we don't cover the comics a lot.
That is from the Boom comic series where they cross over with the TMNT and Shredder gets the Green Ranger powers. And I don't know too much about it.
Baller, dude.
But it's cool as hell. Shredder as the Green Ranger is badass. Yeah. And in the comics, the Green Ranger is not Tommy. In these specific comics, it's a person named Matthew. It was Tommy, but then he lost it. And then Tommy got his White Ranger powers. And then they brought the Green Ranger back as a guy named Matthew Cook, who is original to the comics in the show.
Okay.
But still kind of cool to have both White Ranger and Green Ranger at the same time without some weird cloning situation.
Are they lovers?
Please tell me in that comic book series, the TMNT got the Morph in the Power Rangers?
Yes.
I need to look this up now.
They straight up do. They straight up morph.
I gotta read these books.
They borrow the power coins. They morph into Rangers, and it's like they fight Shredder.
Are they the colors that match up to their? Because it's not an orange Ranger.
That's a good question. I don't know because I've only seen a few pictures.
Would it be the turtles when they add that fifth member or just the four?
The girl.
It's just the four.
They brought the girl back.
Which girl? There's actually been two girls in the Turtles comics.
You fucking nerd.
There's Venus. Venus, which is from the Secret of the Ooze TV show, which is, she was light blue. But then there's also a human girl named Jerrica that got a blood transfusion from one of the turtles and slowly turned into a turtle.
That's rough.
She was like an anti-hero, anti-villain thing. And she has a yellow bandana. Eye cover.
Is she Asian like also?
Yellow. No, I think she's black.
Oh, okay. Because in the original Power Rangers, the Asian one was
yellow and the black was black.
Yeah. But I saw an interview with that the guy who played the Black Ranger is like, I want to be the Black Ranger. All right.
The original Yellow Ranger, original, was white. Her name's Audrey Dubois. She was in the pilot, and then they recasted her with Thuy Trang.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Vietnamese. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Representation matters. We're on screen. Not very often, but here we are.
This was the first of many pay disputes between actors and Saban because he did not hire union actors. Mm. So he just overworked them and underpaid them, which is why, again,
the American
three
dream.
Of them left the show. And obviously it got better years and years in, but it took a while.
Had to go to New Zealand.
Especially considering how huge Power Rangers was. They backed up the I-5. I don't know. I don't live in LA. They backed up like the interstate in LA. Five lane interstate in LA for miles and miles with their first live show.
Really?
Yeah, in like 94, I think.
Yeah, with all the like the merchandise that came out, those actors probably didn't
see. And those actors got paid like shit. So when the second season rolled around, Austin St. John's, Walter Jones, and Thuy Trang tried to get better pay, and then they ended up leaving the show. And they were replaced with Johnny Young Bosch, Rick Cardenas, I think is his name.
Oh, it's Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis went on the show.
Yeah.
Rick from Rick and Morty became a Power Ranger. That'd be cool as hell.
I'd watch that.
And then
Philip DeMille.
Aisha.
Aisha.
Yeah, I remember
Aisha.
I don't remember the actress's name. Yeah, yeah. They basically replaced them halfway through the second season. They used stock footage and other people's voices to kind of do like a transfer of powers for the three new coming in, Rocky, Aisha, and Adam, and then did the movie, which that's, if they'd done the movie was coming, I bet the other ones probably would have held on for a little bit longer.
Because they probably got paid a little.
Because they would have been getting paid more. And from then on, I think they started getting paid a little bit.
They might have got a SAG card then.
Yeah, from then on, I think they started getting paid a little bit better. And then I don't know if they switched to union actors later Saban seasons, but I know for a fact they did when Disney bought it out in 2000. They switched to union actors.
Good for them.
Yeah, because...
it's one good thing Disney did.
Disney is an evil corporation, but... they're not the most evil of evil corporations.
They're top 200 for sure.
Yeah.
top 50, probably top 20.
I know the guy that played Tommy Oliver, he like stuck in there for a while.
Yeah, no. So he was part of the original, and then
he was in
Turbo. He left. He came back for a guest appearance in the Forever Red episode in the year like 2000, 2001, which was in the Wild Force, which that episode kind of marked the switch from Disney or like Saban's era to Disney's era. That was the first Disney season, and then after that he came back in like 2005 for Dino Thunder, and then he's made a couple of guest appearances since then.
Yeah,
the last,
rest in peace,
last time I stopped watching Power Rangers, even as a little kid, when they brought in the little kid to be the Blue Ranger,
Turbo. So that they did that in the,
I was like,
in Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, which is not canon to the show but also is kind of canon to the show.
Yeah, I never understood how that one played in there.
Rocky got hurt in a fighting thing, and they had this kid, Justin, that was hanging around. He happened to be under Rocky's bed when Rocky's communicator went off. He was, like, hiding under there for whatever reason. And, yeah, and then off-screen, Zordon made him the new Blue Ranger, which it's not the biggest deal. Sentai had two Kid Rangers at that point.
Also, it went to cars, though, over
Yeah, Turbo over was animals. Almost the downfall of Power Rangers.
I didn't like it at all.
It was all right. It kind of completely changed up some of the characters. Like, suddenly, Tommy's a race car driver for some reason.
I was going to say racist.
But then halfway through that season, they did a complete changing of the guard with the exception of Justin. All the four Mighty Morphin characters left, and they brought in a whole new crew, and then they were okay, and they did well. And then those four moved on to In Space and left Justin behind. And that's... In Space is probably... one of the top seasons for like any most fans, other than the ones that are like, oh, Mighty Morphin's the best, which it's good, it's not the best, but In Space is definitely like top five for sure.
I mean, nostalgia is 30 a hell of a years drug.
Yeah,
for me as a kid who's only
even without Mighty nostalgia Morphin. In Space is still like super great. It basically pulled Power Rangers out of a slump that it had been in for like 3 years and revitalized the whole thing, and then they continued making it.
Okay,
so
you know your shit.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know most of my shit. If we're talking about the show, yeah. If we're talking about comics, eh.
That's fair. All right. So let's talk about the combinations really quick. So you mentioned it had battle mode.
Yeah. So battle mode combines with three of the core Rangers.
So it was the Triceratops, the Sabertooth Tiger, and...
and the Mastodon, also known as a woolly mammoth. But Mastodon sounds hell of a lot cooler.
Right.
When you're morphing, you don't yell out, woolly mammoth.
That would sound weird.
Charles, would you be a woolly mammoth? Of the original five Zords, which one are you going with?
Which one would I prefer?
Yeah.
Probably the mammoth or the T-Rex, yeah.
Oh yeah, of course you go with the Black Ranger. I'm gonna go with the Yellow Ranger too. I'm gonna be Sabertooth. I'm gonna stick with that stereotype myself also.
I mean, if we're counting the original five, like before the introduction of the Green Ranger or even Tommy as a White Ranger. Honestly, probably the Pink Ranger because it could fly.
Oh, the Pterodactyl.
The Pterodactyl could fly.
Pterodactyl is my favorite dinosaur.
But other than that, the like single Zord of Mighty Morphin, it's the White Tiger. It's the White Tiger.
Yeah.
Hands down. It's like a slightly better version of the Dragon Zord. No offense to any Dragon Zord stands out there, but the White Tiger can do a battle mode and Megazord by itself.
But does it get summoned by a badass dagger whistle?
No, it gets summoned by a talking sword.
That is, I remember the talking sword. I had that talking sword toy.
Named Saba, and it's really cool.
All right, so Dragon Zord is summoned from the ocean with the flute.
Yeah, with the dragon dagger. Yeah.
Can you do the song for me really quick?
No, because it's like weird trumpet noises. It's Please? Just like, burr, 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 something like that. But
I also want to keep...
No, shut up. do the sound of the summoning?
I don't know.
Charles,
I can't.
The listeners are begging you to do it.
I think you're begging out me here to do it. I don't even remember the melody.
It's like burr, 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 burr.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about the best you're going to get.
Do it.
No.
No.
I can't.
Charles, we both did it. You got to do your version of it now. And then we'll
succumb to peer pressure like an adult.
Slice them all together. No. And that has to be the closest to being right we're going to get without playing it proper.
You're going to get dragged in our Discord if you don't. Those kids are going to
get dragged in my Discord already.
Dragging him. We're dragging him.
I'm blanking on the noise mix.
I just did it.
It's a bum, 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 but bum.
Those are drums.
But it's funny because
I know I'm a disappointment.
Through the mouthpiece of a helmet into a dagger that looks like a flute or an ocarina comes trumpet noises.
Charles, you're out of my ska band.
Okay. The best. Yeah, I want to put it. How are they getting any air through that thing when he's wearing a helmet?
It's a good question.
I was like, how do they breathe?
I never questioned him blowing it through the helmet. I was always like, it's a knife. It's a dagger.
Sounds like a synthesizer.
Blowing through the helmet never really occurred to me of being weird. Because you can hear them through it. So
yeah, why not?
All right, let's get back to the Dragonzord. So when he's in battle mode, does he do this often, or like does he favor battle mode over Mega Dragonzord, or is it kind of 50-50?
So it's kind of like introduce the Dragonzord, fights on its own, then they realize Tommy turns good, they realize it can combine with some of our Zords, cool, let's fight some monsters, these monsters are even stronger, let's combine it with all our Zords. Every Power Rangers series has a thing where it's like there's like a step up process.
There's power creep.
Yeah. Real good power creep. Yeah. To where the Zords just get stronger.
Wasn't that because Zordon made the rule that you can't escalate a battle?
Yeah, that's
only
actually
match
one of
the
original like classic rules is don't give out your identity and don't escalate a battle. So they can't get more powerful until the enemies get more powerful. But if you're fighting a super powerful enemy, like the later episodes of the show, they'll just straight out pull out like the top guns they have. So it's kind of just depends on where you're at in the show, what you're gonna see.
Fair. Okay. So we said that Tommy, let's talk about Tommy really quick. He's the Green Ranger. Without the Green Ranger, Dragonzord's not a thing.
Right.
So Tommy does turn good.
Yeah.
How does he turn good?
So Tommy, this all happens off screen because the first time you see him is evil, but Rita Repulsa, the evil space witch,
who I also had a crush
known on, as Witch Bandora in the Japanese, in the Super Sentai, Zhu Ranger. And, so Rita Repulsa has the sixth power coin, which is how the Power Rangers get their powers from power coins that use the power of ancient dinosaurs. Watch the show. has a sixth power coin that she infuses with like darkness. And then she takes this fighter that's new to the Angel Grove High School named Tommy Oliver and basically forces the coin on him. It's not a choice he makes. He's brainwashed.
I remember that.
So he slowly overcomes the brainwash through the help of the other Rangers, i.e. Jason and Kimberly mostly, but with the help of the other Rangers, overcomes her brainwash and joins the team for a bit before he ends up losing the powers and then gets them back for a little bit, loses them again. And then that was actually supposed to be the end of Tommy on the show, but some behind the scenes stuff happened. So Jason David Frank was supposed to be on a show called Cybertron, which is what turned into VR Troopers. And Brad Hawkins, I think that's the actor's name, not the character's name that he plays. Brad Hawkins, we're just going to say it's the actor, from VR Troopers was actually originally supposed to be the White Ranger.
Oh,
but
shit.
But fans liked Jason David Frank and Tommy's character so much they brought him back as the White Ranger instead, which is why it's like some big reveal in the show.
I remember something with a candle.
Yeah, so the green candle. So it's after the Power Coin loses its powers, they get the green candle to bring the powers back. And as long as the candle burns, Tommy still has his powers. And then when the candle burns out, it's when he like loses his powers for good.
Okay. What happens to the Dragonzord after the
goes back to the it ocean
just,
and they
just lives in the ocean?
Yeah, I thought about that for a while.
It's
I think
still
it's
there
still
to
there.
This day. It's wow. Like in the Power Rangers universe, it's still there to this day, just chilling at the bottom of the ocean.
Is the Power Rangers universe one straight continuity?
Some of it.
I'm guessing when it goes to Disney, it switches.
No, it's actually still one straight continuity. Really? In more recent seasons, So SPD would technically be the first one that is in a separate timeline universe.
Is that one of their cops?
Yes.
They're space cops in the future. Mm. It came out in 2005, takes place in the year 2025.
We're coming up soon, guys. Yeah.
So as they got closer to 2025, they realized, none of these can actually take place in the same universe. So they introduced like a multiverse to Power Rangers. And so the show RPM, which came out like 2010.
Rangers per minute?
Yes. No, it takes place in a alternate future timeline as well, where the whole world gets like destroyed and overrun by an AI character.
Oh, we're coming up on that, actually. That's actually going to happen.
So that kind of makes everything take place in separate timelines, basically.
Okay.
They made a game.
In the Universal Century continuity, the Dragonzord is still in the ocean.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. So then in the comics, they introduced like this whole multiverse thing where it's like the Morphin Grid, which is what powers Power Rangers, connects the entire thing. And so the event is called Shattered Grid, and it brings in a bunch of different teams, and it's all comic book stuff.
Yeah,
it actually does link to the show a little bit. I think the episode's called Dimensions in Danger, not entirely certain, but essentially there's a Power Rangers multiverse.
Okay.
Yeah, they made a game called Battle for the Grid that kind of is based on that comics story too.
Yep, and it's a...
It's like Mortal Kombat fighting style game.
It's on...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's on console.
I actually played it for a while.
It's on console. It's pretty cool.
You never sent me an invite.
It was on the Switch.
Well, it's on the Xbox too.
Before I have a Switch also.
This is a long time ago. I didn't think you had a Switch at that time.
I guess okay, I know where our friendship's at, Charles.
Oh, it is on the Xbox isn't it?
So the Dragonzord's just chilling at the bottom of the ocean because the only way to control the Dragonzord is with the Dragon Dagger.
So his last appearance, is there a big blowout, or is it just kind of like a, you're gone?
Yeah, it just kind of walks back into the ocean at the end of like an episode. Okay. And then...
What are some really cool... He doesn't have like a lot of abilities, and we talked about like the transformation stuff. There's not a lot of meat in the bone there. So like, is there some cool fights that they had, the Dragonzord?
Off the top of my head? Yeah. Pretty much every Zord battle is cool, honestly. Actually, there is one more time when the Dragonzord comes back after Tommy loses his powers. There is a clone of Tommy that's created when Tommy is the White Ranger that uses the Dragonzord, and you get to see a fight between the Dragonzord and the White Tiger.
Oh, that's cool Zord. As fuck.
But behind the scenes, those two never actually met because they're from completely different seasons of the Sentai. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of like splicing of different fights and damage effects without ever actually showing the two across from each other.
I got the Godzilla.
So that's the last time.
Was it edited okay at least? Or
I mean, okay enough for a 1994 children's TV show.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah. So like watching Power Rangers, it's like you definitely have to have nostalgia goggles on if you're not a kid, because the effects are kind of the acting's kind of
It gets from better,
but the first season is just like really, really rough. But good show still.
All right, this is out of nowhere. I know Bulk and Skull hang around for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they ever become Rangers?
In the comics.
Okay.
Yeah, so, what were their colors again?
Purple and orange.
Hell yeah.
One's like a warthog and the other one's something else. But so then the actor...
And Rocksteady,
the
then.
Actor for Bulk has actually come back a couple of different times. So...
I know they do the convention circuit a lot. Yeah. They seem like cool dudes.
Paul something. Ankeny. I won't say it's Paul Schreier, but that might not be right, but I think that's it. So the actor for Bulk and Skull as well, they were on the show all the way through Lost Galaxy, which is like, we're talking like 1998.
Okay.
They were on all the way through that.
It's like and then, 6 years.
And then after that, they left. So basically after the Power Rangers universe has character connection all the way from the first season all the way up to Lost Galaxy. After that, it becomes completely separate and no one has anything to do with anyone until a few years later when they do a Forever Red episode for the 10-year anniversary and they have every Red Ranger come back, which is a really good episode. But so Bulk and Skull are like the only continuous characters throughout that entire thing.
They're the thread that...
Yeah,
keeps
pretty
the whole
much.
Universe
and then Bulk's character made a return in 2011.
They are the timeline.
The 2011 or 2012 show, Power Rangers Samurai, which was the first season when Nickelodeon started airing Power Rangers. And Bulk comes back in that along with Skull's son, Spike. Skull's like a millionaire now or whatever.
Wow, Skull banged.
Yeah,
good
so
for him.
Bulk's in that episode, but then the actor for Bulk is actually part of a podcast web series project that they did where it's a Power Rangers role-playing game, and it is called Hyperforce, and the actor for Bulk, Paul, I'm going to keep calling him Paul Schreier, correct me if I'm wrong, his name's Paul, and he actually plays a separate character. I think his name's Jack, and he's the yellow Hyperforce Ranger.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool.
All right, so getting back to the cool fights, what are some cool fights for the Dragonzord?
The Dragonzord versus the White Tiger Zord is really cool, even though it's kind of iffy behind the scenes. One of the first fights of the Dragonzord versus the actual Megazord. It's pretty cool because Tommy just kind of controls the Dragon Zord remotely a lot of times. If it's not in its battle mode, he just controls it remotely. And then he just...
He's a giant RC car.
He just walks into the fucking cockpit of the Megazord and just...
I remember that. Holy shit, he starts fucking him up.
Shit. So while the Dragon Zord is there, it's like Tommy's the real cool thing there. So the Dragon Zord itself is cool, but not as cool as the pilot. Like, not as cool as Tommy himself. So... Most Zord fights are essentially the same. Blast, slash, ultimate move, win or lose. Mm-hmm. And then power creep.
Does the Dragonzord fight any monsters 1v1 and win? Or does it always need help from the Dragonzord?
Yeah, so when in its first few appearances, when Tommy's good, it's able to fight and win some fights 1v1. But, you know, Breed Repulsa just makes stronger mm-hmm. monsters. So it ends up being like weaker than it should be.
Okay. So what makes the Green Ranger and the White Ranger so cool is they have like the weird shoulder pad thing.
Yeah. So
are they stronger than normal Ranger because of that?
Yes. Yes. So the Green Ranger, the powers themselves are actually, this is going to be comic book stuff, but as far as anyone cares, it's canon to the Power Rangers universe. The Green Ranger powers are actually a combination of the original Power Coin and I think Rita Repulsa's mom, which is where
Mama Repulsa,
which is where the shield, that's what
you,
they call
kids,
it.
They call
it
your mama,
they call
mama,
it the
mama
dragon Repulsa. Shield. That's the shoulder pads and the little arm band things he gets. That's where the shield power actually comes from. It's a combination of a different power set with the power coin, and that's what makes the Green Ranger so powerful. When the Green Ranger powers go away, Tommy gives his power coin to Jason, the Red Ranger, who can then use that power coin to get the Green Ranger shield on his regular outfit and then gets the dagger to control the Dragon Zord. There's also another episode.
That's like an episode or two, right?
That's for like probably 5 or 6, I think. Mm. It basically becomes like a power up for the Red Ranger at the end of the first season. And there is one episode where the Black Ranger gets to wear it.
It's you, Chuck.
Yeah.
And then in the toy lines, they've actually come out with like every Ranger wearing it.
Okay.
And then in the comics, in an alternate timeline, Tommy has a son named JJ, who is at the time the Green Ranger for SPD, though he's not in the show, and he actually wears it as well.
Okay.
So it's pass alongable because it's not tied
also,
to the Green Ranger.
In the comics, I actually know about this because I played the Battle of the Grid game. There's a guy called Dragon. Okay. Yeah. He is a combination of the White Ranger and Green Ranger put together.
Yeah, well, he's Evil Tommy that then goes to... So he has just like his regular Green Ranger powers, but then he goes and kills...
Jason.
No, he kills a Voorhees? Different... He kills a different version of himself, kills a different version of Tommy and takes his powers and then combines them together. And he's really cool. And
Chuck, you didn't know shattered, shit.
I remember that.
And he's what starts the whole Shattered Grid thing because he's going throughout different multiverses to steal Ranger powers, because in his own universe he's taken the power coins of like the Mighty Morphin and like pass them along different people. So like his Honor Guard all look like Red Rangers, his sentries look like Black Rangers, he has an evil version of Kimberly called the Ranger Slayer, who's really cool.
That's a cool fucking
name. And the game, she's really good to use, actually.
Really freaking cool.
So there was a movie with Elizabeth Banks a few years ago.
Yeah.
Was that any good?
Yes. People will tell you it wasn't. It was good. It was a newer adaptation. It was a different take on it. So instead of just being like regular suits, they refer to the Rangers' suits as armor, and they make them look like way more metallic and alien and stuff. And while Tommy's not in the movie itself, he or she, because they might have made it a... Tommy is the character, the Green Ranger character, is referenced at the end of the movie in like the post-credits scene. So a lot of people were really hoping for a sequel, but it's not going to happen at this point. But it's a solid movie. Rita's really freaking scary. They kind of ruin the character of Goldar, who's like Rita's right-hand man in the show.
Yeah, the weird Gold.
But the show ruined Goldar too. They made him comic relief in season 3, so who cares?
Yeah, he kind of fell off.
When they get their ninja powers, he becomes comic relief character number 2, so who really cares? Like, he's part of the
that's
evil
they brought
Balkans
on the skull
duo.
Guy, right?
Yes, that's Rito Repulsa. Or Rito, whatever his last name is. It's Rita's brother. and he's super evil and scary when he first comes in, and then he becomes comic.
He looks like an armored.
That's me,
so
it's me making D&D character.
The argument
he's like an
argument
he's
that
an armored
an hour
guy
and a,
with camo for his bone color.
The argument that an armored, hour and a half long movie gets ruined because they ruin one like character is just kind of silly, because the whole movie itself is pretty solid.
Okay,
like it's a fun watch. Saw it in theaters twice and it was worth it.
So I said, when you're doing research, like, hey, we're not going to do a versus thing. Let's fuck that. Let's talk about it really quick. So there is a death battle on Dragonzord versus Kiryu.
Yes.
Kiryu wins hands down. Spoiler alert if you ever want to watch
that. Yeah. And Godzilla is going to win hands down too.
Yeah. So, so he's a little, Dragonzord is a little shorter. So let's see, Chuck, can we think about a kaiju that Dragonzord could beat? Could beat an Ebera.
Ebera, definitely.
I could put my reputation on the line there.
Final War screwed Ebera over when people could just take him out.
Hey, Ebera's my boy, though. Could he beat...
Good movie, but not a good monster.
So we gotta keep it in Showa, most likely, because he's not gonna take anyone in Heisei.
No, I don't think anybody in Heisei.
Could he take on, like a Gigan? I don't think he could take Gigan.
No, I don't think Gigan. Gigan's got a lot going
Titanosaurus?
For him. Considering Titanosaurus can one kick Godzilla across the valley, probably not.
But that's all he's got is a kick.
Well, he can also.
I think Dragonzord could survive a kick.
He can also do hurricane level wind.
All right, Titanosaurus is kind of a bitch. I just like I know
you
he's
just
one of your
don't
favorites.
Like him.
He's just a long necked bitch. That's all he is,
dude. He's awesome.
You are the opposite.
I don't know shit about Shik when it comes to kaiju. I know some names and I know a little bit about like Godzilla's
actually so far.
He could probably beat.
And that's it, I think.
Okay.
He could probably beat Baragon from GMK.
Yeah, he could beat Baragon.
I know who
poor
Mothra
baby.
Is.
Yeah.
He's not beating Mothra.
I know Larval who Ghidorah Mothra. / Ghidorah is. Ghidorah, I think, is the correct
he's not
pronunciation.
He's not
no, hell
Ghidorah.
No. No, I'm just saying what I know.
I think he could beat Larval, Mothra, or Batra, but
I've
not their
Chuck
Mothra.
Talk about Zilla, which I'm assuming is like a baby version
he's
of Godzilla.
He's wrecking Zilla.
He's wrecking
you know what? You know what version of Godzilla the Dragon Zord could beat? The one from the cartoon. There was a cartoon where, like...
Based off the 90s American... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a baby Zilla. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a baby Zilla.
Yeah.
He's only, like, 20
and
feet tall.
Though not technically a kaiju, but also is a kaiju, King Kong might stand a chance against King Kong as long as it can keep its distance. That's the only thing.
Well...
Because King Kong, what's he going to do? Throw a boulder or
so
a building?
I want to agree with you. Unfortunately, King Kong in the Showaverse did beat Godzilla.
See, that's bullshit.
It is bullshit. It's it is.
Godzilla breathes
I'm
radiation.
I'm calling it
like,
a
what are
fucking...
You talking about?
So in the movie,
I own
I
that movie.
I don't know if you've seen the movie. He gets struck by lightning and gets like electric powers.
That's stupid as hell. Oh yeah, they have to superpower him in order. Well, in that case, fine. We're gonna put the Dragon Zord in its like most powerful form too, and then it can take on the original Godzilla probably.
I think the Dragon
Ultra
Zord
probably, but we're talking six Zord combined into one.
Yeah. And
that's literally the only way.
Wouldn't it be seven if it's got Titanus? Because it's like the five
right.
from the core plus
you're right.
the Dragonzord.
You're right.
Titanus.
Don't admit you're right. Right. I'm
Charles
sorry, Charles.
Wrong.
Hey, I'll take my wins. Damn it! Don't steal them from me.
We know the bit is.
But really,
that we
it
make
just rides
you,
Titanus. Titanus is more of the steed, but it does give a power boost somehow.
Yeah. Also, some
I guess
of the,
wearing cool shoes gives you a power boost. Go get them J's, kids.
Yeezys. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here. This is a bonus episode we take a little more informal, just kind of chat. So thank you so much for joining us, Alec. Alec, you get to plug Lost Legends for me.
Hey, I do this podcast with my friend Logan here and a couple other cool people, including Joey, who've heard on here.
And Kiki. Kiki's been
and
on.
Kiki, okay. And
yeah,
Kiki.
She was at our
draft. Got to get Ben on then. We do this podcast where we used to sit in a group, but now we sit online in an online group. And we just play Dungeons and Dragons. And
explain your character a little bit this season.
My current... Oh, yeah. So my character this season, this new season, season four, campaign two, is called Half Pint.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is Rayan Hemlock. Sorry, I changed it. It used to be Royan. But then I ran into like a cowboy character from show named Roy Hemlock. And I was like, I'm changing it. So I made it Rayan Hemlock, Half Pint. They're a real short halfling, hence Half Pint. Bartender, but they're a bard, so they're a bartender, and they travel around and they pour drinks for different people and you know make a little coin, and then they get arrested for tax evasion, and then you'll have to listen to the show for the rest of that.
All right, now explain my character to everyone.
Logan's character's name is Sam Berger, and he has a the kobold has a whole family of other burgers, and now everyone's a burger.
Yep.
And so it's a kobold artificer character who makes some stuff and got in trouble for being naive, essentially.
And he is baby.
He is baby. I play baby. He's a sweet little guy. Joey's character is super fun, but I'm not going to ruin that.
Very violent.
Just you'll very like, different from you're, his other you're gonna character. Like, you're going to like the voice. I think Joey's character is going to be the fan favorite of the season the way Big Boots was.
If we get him to enunciate a little better, I think so. We got to get him to enunciate.
His name is either Gyro or Gyro or Gyro or whatever, but it's Gyro as far as I know. So. Mm-hmm.
Gyro, as far as you know.
The murderous Joey. I need to
and
see that.
And he's a dragonborn.
Yeah. Oh. He's no axe in those.
And, while we're at it, might as well ruin the last one. We got a tiefling named Issa. That's Kiki.
That's Kiki's. Yeah. And she's basically the mom of the group.
Yeah. As of right now, yeah.
As of right now.
We've only done three episodes. We're doing three more tomorrow. Ooh, behind the curtain.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Lost Legends, Tale of Time. I'm going to drop the first episode. If it's already in this feed of Godzilla, it will be by the time this comes out. And check it out if you want, please. It's brand new story, so you can hop on right away.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's been real fun. This season's been good, the three episodes we did.
The first three seasons, they are very heavy storyline. This so far is a little more light and fun, and I'm liking it.
Yeah.
Not that I dislike the past seasons. Those are great. It's great fiction. I think it's peak fiction.
We did a damn good job. Ben did a damn good job, but we did a damn good job as a group. We put out a good product.
How y'all gonna make me cry at the end of the season three?
I cried three different times throughout
the end of season two.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Season two, middle of season one, I cried like
no reason to cry in the new season yet.
Yes,
as far as we know.
So yeah, thank you so much for coming, Alec. Appreciate it. Lost Legends: Tales of the Therns out. Season 4 should be out now by the time you hear this. You check out my dice store at MingoBroResin.com. Check out my TikTok or Instagram at MingoBroResin, where I make the bullshit. Also, I'm on YouTube for kids with YouTube. You can find me there at Hey Yo Logan. The same video I put on TikTok, I put on YouTube also, so you can follow me there. Just had a video hit like 300,000 views on YouTube.
Nice.
Like,
job.
What the fuck? All right. That's cool. So I'm going to focus on YouTube a little bit more also. Yeah. Chuck, since we're here, why don't you lead us out, my guy?
All right. Thank you all again for listening, and like always, I'm going to have you all thank God for Godzilla.